second date update.
We've done so many of these second date calls. What's the strangest way we've ever heard of two people meeting? Can you guys think of one?
God, whenever you ask me to remember them, that it's so hard, Jeffrey.
I can't think of them.
The only one I can remember was back in 2018 with the colliding zip lines. Unfortunately, they didn't both make it. But they got to know each other for a few seconds before the other one had to let go.
Was there one going uphill and one going... doesn't matter.
It was a crash course to love that ended a little bit too soon. But hey, that's something. You guys remember that anyway.
Oh, totally.
Today's caller, Isabella, met a guy in a pretty unique way, too. Hopefully, this one is still with us.
Oh, God.
So, Isabella, welcome to the show. I heard you hit him with a log truck. Is that true?
Maybe that's why he's not calling you
back. Yeah.
I
shouldn't be telling the story for you. Why don't you tell us the story of what happened? What's this guy's name, first of all?
So this guy's name is Justin, and he's pretty damn cool.
Okay. What makes Justin so cool?
Well, he's pretty to look at.
Oh.
He's
good looking. Okay. How did you meet him?
So just randomly, I think I want to say about a week and a half ago, I ordered some food through one of the apps.
Okay.
And the entrance to my building is a little hard to find.
Oh.
That's why I went ahead and called Justin.
Okay. Oh, he was the delivery driver.
You know, I just thought I'd make life easy. I went downstairs, I waited, and then finally I saw his car pull up, and I just kind of waved him down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was in my sweats, you know, just chilling. And the thing is, when he got out of the car, I think my heart stopped.
Oh, that is so cute.
Or was it like a medical emergency?
No.
Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh, this is the cutest heart attack.
Oh, my God.
That's
adorable.
No, she means that her heart skipped a beat because he was high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, were you immediately like, oh, my God, how do I make a connection? Like, well, going through your mind?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, I look like crap.
I was going to say. You're in your sweats.
No, but I always like that. Meet them when you're at the lowest, so everything you do from then on is going to be, like, better, right?
I guess.
Yeah, but it's hard to hit on them and be like, you know, I got a bottle of wine upstairs.
Yeah. And, a bra.
Alexis, you used to be a driver of food, right? Did you get a lot of people trying to, like, run game on you?
Oh, I hate confrontation. I tried to drop that food off as fast as I could.
Oh, you didn't even try?
I drive way fast.
Remember? That's why she's so good at track.
Right. So how did you, like, approach him? I wouldn't even know what to say.
Yeah.
So when he gave me my food, I couldn't help myself. I started flirting with him.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, just little cute things like, how long have you been doing this? And
that's always a good question.
That's so funny. Do you come here often?
Yeah. That is like the Uber question to ask any type of driver. How long you been doing this?
That's when you're like in the car. This guy has like other orders to take.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
How long did the interaction last?
I mean, I want to say a good 5 minutes.
Oh.
Wow. That's a long time.
So he didn't care about other people's orders. He was ready to have him take another order.
That's actually a good sign, Brooke.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that he stuck around? Was he into you?
Well, I was hoping it wasn't just for the tip, but I think he was kind of into me. So right after he dropped off my food, I immediately sent him a text through the app.
Oh, right.
And I said, I hope to get a chance to drop off food by my place again with a winky smile.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dude, that is...
you got to order dessert right away.
That is so risky, though, because, like, you don't know if this guy's in a relationship. You don't know anything about him, but I love that you took the chance.
If I didn't take the chance, I would have wondered.
Right.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
So did something come of it, or was that the end?
Yes, it actually did. He called me. We started chit-chatting, and then we decided to meet up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, a real date
like,
now.
Wait, like that same night or
later? No. Like a couple days later, we met up at a happy hour.
Okay.
Nice. And is this like you're eating other people's food that you're delivering with him, or is this a real happy hour?
That would be a really good happy hour.
Yeah. You're just sitting in the backseat chilling?
No, guys. It was a real date.
Okay.
What'd you do?
We met at the location. It was a happy hour. I gussied up, of course, because I didn't want him remembering that image of me.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So we went in, we got a couple of drinks, we started to sit down and chit chat.
Nice.
here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
I started getting a lot of phone calls.
Why?
And they just randomly happened. Like, one was a work call that I had to pick up. Another one was my mom, and she was freaking out because she couldn't take a screenshot of something.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
there's an emergency.
I swear.
I spent like 15 minutes telling her, no, mom, you hold both of them together. You hold the two buttons together.
You did this?
I mean, I had to. It's my mom. God forbid something was wrong.
Nah. I always silence my mom. I'll call you later.
Yeah, I'm hoping something's wrong. Not answering.
<You're> hoping.
He was really nice about it. He had a smile. He's like, don't worry about it. I get it. But I could tell as every call came through, I could see he was starting to get annoyed.
Yeah.
Because you keep answering the calls. That would be annoying to anybody, I
feel. I mean, if you silenced him and addressed it, wow, I'm getting a lot of calls. I'm sorry about that. That's one thing, but you're answering them.
So that's a regretful moment for sure.
I know it wasn't a good look on my part, and I know I messed up.
So what's happened since then?
Well, the date only lasted about an hour.
Oh, gosh.
He said he'd call me back, and he didn't.
The one call you actually wanted.
So,
all right.
I'm hoping you guys could help me out.
I'm sure he feels like you weren't even that interested. You know what I mean? Like,
this is more like he obviously isn't interested. It's the why. Is it the phone calls? Like, what was it?
You know, these are good questions. Yep. Let's remember them for when we come back and call Justin, the Uber Eats driver that Isabella met while he was dropping off her food.
Yeah.
Is it a true love connection? We're going to find out when we call him in your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Apparently, we met the one person in the entire country who admits when they're on a date with a cute guy, they're going to pause that date to help their mom figure out how to screenshot her own phone.
Dude.
I don't think anybody else would have done that, but Isabella did. She's not getting a call back from Justin. It could just be because you're such a great daughter. He's intimidated by it.
I think she's just not very self-aware. I could see you just answering the phone. Next thing you know, you're talking. You look up. Oh, my God, I'm on a date. What am I doing?
This feels like you, doesn't it, Jose? It feels like you. Yeah.
Exactly me.
Yeah. Easily distracted.
I can see it happening.
Isabella, does that make you feel better?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't relate to me either.
At least she's honest.
But you know that you're on a radio show right now, and you know that we're going to call Justin for you to try and get you a second date here.
Yes, I'd love that.
Okay.
We never asked. Did you ever like text him after the date and apologize or be like, my bad?
I should have in hindsight, but no, I didn't. I just called him and I thought during the conversation I could bring it up, but I never got a call back.
Okay. So you were just waiting. So this is going to be the first call from you.
And to be fair to you, you don't know if that was the main problem on the day. Maybe his reasons are totally unrelated to the phone call.
It could be.
Hopefully there's not more problems.
Yeah, he's like that.
It could be a personal problem on his side that has nothing to do with
Let's blame him. I like it, Jeff.
All right. Let's call him right now and accuse him of being a bad dater. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking to talk to Justin.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey,
Justin.
Yo.
We're a radio show calling you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just tell him who we are, Jeff. Continue the sentence.
We're a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
And we just called you. Jeff wanted you to know that.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Okay.
Very good at my job, Justin. You're going to learn that as this call goes on.
We're here to help him, Justin.
But we have a lot of fun, so that's cool.
I'm sorry, why are you calling me?
Good question, because we do this segment called A Second Date Update, where we try to help our listeners get in touch with people that they've gone out with once before, and they want to see them again. So that's the case with you and one of our listeners, Isabella.
So what did she tell you?
Okay.
Hey, right to business.
You remember Isabella.
But listen, you said that with a smile on your face.
It's definitely a smile. I don't think it's for the reasons you think it is.
It sounded like he was beaming.
Well, I mean, here's what we know about your guys' date. There was happy hour. Mm-hmm. She said that it didn't last very long. It was only like an hour that you two spent together. which, I mean, we do a lot of these. That's pretty short for as far as these interactions go.
Well, that's how long I was happy, I guess.
Oh, wow. It wasn't happy hours.
Okay.
There was no plural.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that she was on the phone for, like, most of the time?
Yeah, that is regrettable.
She brought that up to us.
Yeah, you know, the phone calls weren't great.
Knew that. She feels so dumb.
And apparently one of them was from her mom.
Yeah, there was one from her mom, which honestly, that wasn't a big deal. Oh. My mom really sucks at tech, too. I literally just got done texting her about how to use her Apple TV. I get it.
Oh,
okay. So your understanding of that.
She was really self-conscious about that one. She thought maybe that was a deal breaker.
No, I mean, like, answering the phone, that's annoying. Because it's your mom is kind of endearing. But, you know, there was another phone call that was what kind of turned me off.
Really?
Oh.
She said a friend maybe had called, too. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely a friend.
why are you laughing?
Okay, so here's the long version of this, I guess. But we were talking, whatever, about our lives, what we do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she said she had a cat.
A cat?
A cat?
Okay. A cat, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she loves this cat, very close to the cat, teaching the cat tricks.
Okay.
Then goes to say that my cat, like, we talk.
Huh?
She talks. She does these things. And, I mean, I've seen, like, Instagram videos where a cat, it sounds like they say, I love you, when they're really just, like, chirping or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, sweet. But after the mom calls, the phone goes off again.
Yeah.
But her voice totally changes.
How so?
Instead of being like, oh, hey, mom, it was like, hey, baby.
Oh.
Like that.
Like pet talk voice? Like when you talk to
like baby talk.
To who? Who was on the other end?
Well, I mean, we just got done talking about her cat. So immediately I think she's talking to the cat.
What? Yeah. How is the cat calling her?
Yeah.
And she's like, are you up on the counter? You shouldn't be on the counter.
What?
That's not allowed. Okay, so how the hell did the cat call the phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you say anything to her? Like, did you bring up, is that your cat that you're talking to?
Absolutely not. No way. No way.
Like, cats use Alexa to make calls.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked, and I was afraid that she was going to say yeah. I thought it'd be best if I just sip my drink, tip my hat, and get out of there.
Oh, okay. It could not have been her cat calling her. Like, well, how?
That's the best option.
They have little buttons for animals to talk. You
no,
can easily program one of the buttons.
Get out of here.
Let's find out, because Isabella is actually on the other line wanting to talk to you all about this right now.
It's her cat's
on Isabella.
The line.
Of course she's on the phone. Why? I mean, you could have just let bet she's here.
It's kind of how the segment works.
Oh my god!
Maybe her cat's there too, Isabella.
Yeah, let's hope.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, it's ridiculous.
You make me sound like a crazy person. Who? What the heck are you talking about?
She wasn't talking to her cat. She was talking to her dog.
Yeah. Come on.
Who was on the counter?
Yeah, who was on the counter exactly, Alexis? Who were you talking to?
Guys, I was talking, it was a work call, and I was talking to my assistant, who I've known for over a decade, and we work together in a design shop.
What?
You talk baby talk to your coworker and tell her to get off?
Like, guys, we're best of friends. And when I told him, did you get on the counter, he understood that because, well, sometimes you have to get on the counter to manipulate the lights.
Okay.
So he should have been using a ladder instead of putting his yucky shoes on the countertop.
Okay, so
it's the baby voice for me.
Justin, does that explain the baby voice to you?
No. That was what was worse. The person you like hired, and you're going to talk like a baby to your assistant.
Justin, we've been best of friends for 10 years. We joke around.
No,
that's how every. That's my professional voice here too.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that right, bro?
God,
don't you want to do a prank phone call?
There would be workplace violence if you talked to me like that.
Oh, somebody's cranky.
Yeah.
I think somebody needs to go to the break room and have a snack.
I don't know how instantly I can go to rage. Dude, are you being serious or are you just trying to cover up the cat? Is this true?
Guys, talking to a cat like a baby sounds insane to me.
Huh. Yeah. to us too.
Justin,
that's
where's your head at? We're not hearing from
where's
you.
Where's my head at?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of wish it was the cat now.
Come on. Justin, are you being serious? Like I said, we've been friends for so many years. Like, we have this rapport. Yeah. I could talk to him like that, and he'll turn around and be mean to me. I mean, it's just, we're just friends.
That's just part of your friendship.
I mean, think about it this way, Justin. If that call never happened and you never heard her talk that way, would you still be interested in going out with her?
Yeah, I probably would have, but now I don't know what to think.
Well,
I mean, it seems like you could give it another shot.
And who knows? Maybe, like, in a few years down the road, she'll start talking like that to you.
I don't think that's a sell.
Well, wedding day. I do. Yes, I love you.
It's worth at least finding out, because we would offer to send you guys out one more time, and we'd pay for that date.
I'm willing to do a redo if you are.
Yeah, we know you are. That's why you called. The whole point is, it's his decision.
Yeah, that was her big girl voice, Justin.
That was the big girl voice. Okay. Yeah. If we can promise that phones go on silent and away, I would do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
No phones.
Can you do that, Isabella?
I will do one better than that.
Oh.
If you get a chance to meet my coworker, I will let you talk to him that way.
Oh. Wait. Justin, you want to baby talk her coworker? Huh? I think that's what the offer was.
I like that offer. Yeah, I want to offer that.
I'm out. I'm done.
We had him and then we lost him.
Come on.
Did that mean no? Did he say no?
Yeah, he sounds cranky too. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When we first heard these two met over a food delivery order, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be the first ever second date meet-ug.
What's a meet-ug?
You know, instead of meet-cute, because she was disheveled, she said she didn't have her makeup on. It's a meet-ug. But we didn't even talk to them about that when they were both on the phone together. No, we just focused on her weird baby voice calls.
Yeah. It's interesting. He wasn't worried about the sweatpants and the messy hair at all.
No.
Actually.
No, as soon as the baby voices started, then we all kind of chimed in and went into our own baby voice talk.
Yeah.
It was a little sad.
I so really, really, really wish it was just like, my cat called me. I was talking to my cat.
You were so adamant, Jose, that cats can call people during this whole thing.
Have you guys not seen the...
There's got to be a way.
She hasn't seen. They could push the button and call. It'd be very easy.
Even that's too much. They should implant cell phones into cats' brains so that they could call with their minds. Anyway, back to the dating stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to help you with. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back, and then we'll come up with a bunch of cool cat inventions so cats can call humans.
They're the easiest trained animals ever.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.